Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 7 of The Roar inside CSUSM Athletics. I am Mindy Mills, Sports Information Assistant at Cal State San Marcos. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions, please contact us at sportsinfo@csusm.edu. We would love to hear from you. Today, we are talking to CSUSM Associate Director of Athletics and in charge of our compliance department, Jason Stock. And later, we will be joined by two special guests. Jason, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Mindy.
Well, let's start off right now on how many years have you been at CSUSM and share a little bit of how you got here.
Yeah, so this is my 8th year at CSUSM. My career path is probably a little unique. I did my undergrad at UCLA, worked in the marketing department there for 3 years. I knew I wanted to work in the sports business, but I didn't really know what that looked like. Whether when I was younger, I thought maybe I wanted to be an agent, maybe work in professional sports. So I did a few different jobs out of college, did some ticket sales at a professional tennis tournament, did community relations for the Lakers development league team for a season. And then I had the opportunity to go to Santa Clara University to work with the men's and women's basketball teams as the academic advisor. And that's where I really found that collegiate athletics is where I really wanted to be. And so worked at Santa Clara for 5 years. And as the academic advisor there, I also had some compliance responsibilities. So when this opportunity came up to come to Cal State San Marcos, I jumped at the opportunity. At the time, we were preparing for going through the transition from the NAIA to NCAA Division II. And that was something that was really interesting to me that I wanted to be a part of.
Can you describe to me what that process was like, what your role was in that process of going NAIA to Division II?
Yeah, so the rule books are definitely different between the NAIA and the NCAA. There's a lot more rules, a lot more regulations in the NCAA. So there was a lot of education involved with that, educating our coaches, educating our staff, educating the campus on what that was, as well as our students. And so a lot of our time was spent educating and preparing for what it would look like if we were in the NCAA. So it was building policies and procedures, building a compliance manual, and really trying to operate like we were already in the NCAA for the first couple years that we were in the transition. So that was a part of the role that I played in that, and that got us here.
That was a big celebration day once we were finally accepted to Division II, wasn't it?
Absolutely. There were a lot of people who put a lot of hard work into that over a lot of years, and I was grateful to be a small part of that.
Excellent. Now, what is your everyday job duties during normal times? What is that like?
Yeah, well, during normal times, there'd be a lot more face-to-face interaction with colleagues like you right next door to me and our students. And that's certainly something that I have missed. But a lot of it is monitoring things like practice logs and keeping track of our contracts, our game agreements with other institutions that we're competing against. It is monitoring our recruiting efforts. And right now, unfortunately, since we're not practicing or competing or doing a lot of recruiting from a visit standpoint and tryouts and things that are more in person, a lot of those things have kind of been put on hold for the time being. So we've had to make some transitions and some switches in our priorities right now.
So what have you been working on during the COVID time? What has been your main focus?
Yeah, so a large part of what I'm normally doing is still educating our students, our coaches, our staff. Just because we are in the NCAA doesn't mean that we necessarily are always remembering all the different rules that there are. But especially right now, the rule book is changing almost on a daily basis due to the impact of COVID-19. There are regular changes that are occurring. So as a result, I'm trying to make sure that I'm keeping our coaches, our students, our staff up to date on what is going on, making sure that everyone feels comfortable with the rules and make sure everybody's educated. It also for me from a I has allowed me to get back to my academic advisor background, and through our CRS roles that we have, our care resource support team roles, where we're working with each of our student athletes on a regular basis. I've been able to tap into some of the experience that I had previously, and have spent probably about half of my day on Zoom calls with students. So talking through what's going on with them, both personally, what's going on in their lives, how we can help support them. Mental health is obviously a very challenging time right now for a lot of our students. Some of our students are working a lot more than they were previously, trying to help support their family during this time. So trying to help them manage their time, trying to give them some guidance on academics and how they can help manage their time and manage the virtual learning environment, and just try to be there as much as we can for them to support them.
That's really great. I'm really glad we do that program. It's something great that's came because of COVID. What do you find most rewarding of your job?
Yeah, well, like I said, when I was working professional sports, I felt like that there was something missing, a greater purpose to the work that I did. And that's what I found in collegiate athletics. And so working with students and being able to help someone change their life, giving them a opportunity to get a college degree. I'm a first generation college graduate. And so a lot of our students are as well. And I know the impact that that made on my life and what that has done for my family and my future family. And that also is something that I want to be able to help provide to our students. And so being able to see students have that opportunity to realize their dreams and get a degree and move on into the career of their choosing is the most rewarding thing for me.
I definitely agree with you on that one. What are some of the challenges you've come across while working in compliance?
Well, as you can imagine, compliance, a lot of my job is educating and monitoring the rules, but there is a small percentage of my time that is dedicated to enforcing the rules. And that isn't always necessarily comfortable for people when they make a mistake. And that's really what most violations are. There are, in Division II, there's a major violation, and then there are secondary violations. Secondary violations, by and large, are made up of things that are unintentional, where someone makes a mistake. Those happen across the country on a daily basis. We're not talking about major competitive advantages or recruiting advantages that are being gained. It's really just someone made an error, and that's natural. We all do it. I personally have committed secondary violations, and I know the rule book better than anybody on our campus. So it happens. And so helping people understand that it's okay to make a mistake. But there are still going to be ramifications as a result. And most of the time, if you've got a secondary violation, it's rules education. It's talking about, hey, what happened in this situation? What can we do to make sure this doesn't happen? If we need to put some changes in place as it relates to protocols, we can make those adjustments. But we've got a great group of students, staff, and coaches that are trying to do their best to follow all the rules. And so they get disappointed when they make a mistake. And I'm the same way. I want to be perfect and I want to do everything right, but it's natural that people will make mistakes from time to time. So those conversations can be a little difficult at times.
Well, I do have to let you know, from my experience, you do a fantastic job on helping us and guiding us. And I have to say that, you know, I reach out to you a lot, asking you the same question probably every couple months. Is this right? Is this right? And you're always so gracious about it. So I really appreciate that. So I want to say thank you for all of us. So, yes.
And thank you for your efforts to keep us compliant, because I am one person and we have a big department with a lot of staff and students that I could not do it on my own.
That is true. We are a team, aren't we? What is one of your favorite memories while working at CSUSM?
Well, I think you touched on it earlier. The day that we got admitted into Division II, there was a sense of pride and relief that there was a weight that felt like what was off of my shoulders, and I think off of a lot of people's shoulders. That was really the what brought me to CSUSM, was that opportunity to be a part of that transition. So the day that happened was definitely a highlight of my career.
Yeah, my first day was actually the day we got accepted into the NCAA to begin the process, and then to be there when we made it, I agree with you 100%. It was an amazing feeling to feel that as a team, that we really are. We are a family, that is for sure. Occasionally you have been asked to travel with teams on the road. Do you have any great memories of that or experiences that you can share with us today?
I think all of them. I think all of them are great experiences. I love being around the students. That, like I said, that's why I work in collegiate athletics, is for them. And when you're traveling with the team, you get to know the students better than when you're working in the office and they might just be dropping by to ask a compliance question, and then they need to go off to practice or to class. When you're on the road, there's a fair amount of downtime. And so you get to spend times, whether it's on a long bus trip or a long flight, whether it's hanging out in the hotel rooms, and just being there to support them. And so I certainly enjoy all of those times.
I do as well. I love traveling with the teams when I get the opportunity. Now we are going to be joined by our special guests, Matt Arms and Wes Haley. Can you guys turn on your cameras for me now? Hi, guys. How's it going? I believe you're muted. Oh, we're having some audio trouble. Oh, here we go.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Matt, how you doing? Can you hear us? Well, we'll get started. What made you guys interested in interning in the compliance office? Do you want to start, Wes?
Yeah, sure. I can go first. So I currently attend the University of San Diego School of Law, and the opportunity came to me through the Sports and Entertainment Law Society. And when I saw it, I just kind of jumped at it. I have always had a connection to college sports. My brother was a college athlete, and when I was at University of Southern California, I worked as an equipment manager for the football team. So this was a chance for me to kind of gain some more knowledge in the area of college athletics. And it just seemed like a really cool opportunity to take advantage of.
That's great. Matt, can you hear us? Are you here?
Yeah, I'm with you. Similar to Wes, I'm a USD law school student. I didn't get the notice of this opportunity through the society, but I did notice it on a job posting board, and I've always loved sports. Like Wes, I worked in my undergraduate around sports. I was a camera for coaches' film, mostly football, and we got to travel with the team, so I can understand some of what you guys were saying earlier about traveling with the team, how awesome it is. But I saw an opportunity to gain some legal skills around sports, and I just could not pass that up.
That's great. That's awesome. After you graduate from law school, what career path do you hope to take? Matt, you want to take the first one?
I'll take the first crack at it. It's a bit of a hard question. I have a diverse set of interests, this being one of them, but I'm also really interested in project finance, the international trade and investment law, and data privacy. So I'm keeping it open, I guess you could say.
For me, I really want to pursue a career in sports law or business and corporate law, and then transition over to sports law. And then at some point I'd like to transition to management or a governance role, but centered around sports.
Excellent. And what do you hope to learn from this internship that you can apply in your career?
I guess
I'll go first.
Yes. So when I first took this internship, it was a way for me to learn kind of what goes on behind the scenes when you're working with sports and athletics in general. So I think that's something that's going to be really good to take with me from this internship, and also just the skills of, you know, being able to see a problem, diagnose it, go through, you know, what the rules say, okay, what's the situation, and then apply a good solution to whatever issue.
That's great.
I guess attention to detail will be the overarching thing. There are repercussions, as Jason said, to making mistakes in this industry, same as law, and working under that assumption kind of helps you prepare for the future legal career that you're going to have. And then honestly, I know that Jason's in the Division II Legislative Committee, and I'm really interested in policymaking. So I've been picking his brain every day I can about those types of topics. So maybe something in the field of policymaking.
Wow. Well, we're talking about NCAA and Division II. Has any of the rules surprised you that you've learned while your time at CSUSM? Who wants to take it first?
I'll take it first. I guess it would be just the similarities it does share with law. You have bylaws that kind of govern the interactions that you have within the league. And you can read a bylaw and you could come away with several interpretations. And that's the same with law and statutes and codes. And then you have to go use additional resources to determine which interpretation best fits your factual situation. So just the similarities it shares with law in that regard.
Similar to what Matt said, the similarities of law, and also for me, the extent to which the rules go. You know, when you haven't read the rule book, you're like, oh yeah, I kind of know what the NCAA rules are. Then you get into it, and it's a 300-page document, and it covers almost every situation you could possibly find yourself in. So, getting the first opportunity to like really read those rules and see what was in there was really surprising for me.
They probably added a lot this past year because of COVID-19, if I was to guess. Yes. Well, let's end on a happy note. I've always considered myself a diehard Cubs fan, but most people in our department know that Jason is even a bigger fan of the Dodgers and Lakers. So I got to ask, Jason, how did you become such a big fan of your Lakers and Dodgers?
I was born and raised in LA, and those were my teams from day one. I will point out that those are both the 2020 champion Dodgers and Los Angeles Lakers.
Sorry. Yes, that is true. What about Matt and Wes? Are you big fans of any sports teams that you are diehards, would you consider?
I consider myself to be the expert in all things Falcons. I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan. I was raised in Atlanta and followed the team diligently since the time that I could remember watching sports.
That's amazing. What about you, Matt?
Also born in Atlanta, or not born, but raised in Atlanta. I'm the other expert on the Atlanta Falcons team, and we've had many discussions in Zoom over the necessary changes that need to be made.
That is amazing. So you're going to be watching some Super Bowl football this weekend?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah. No, I'm excited about it.
Going against Tom Brady.
I am against Tom Brady as well, definitely. Well, thank you guys for being on our podcast today. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. And we will catch you next time on The Roar, everybody.